We're on the telephone with Kristen Hassebrook, Executive Director of the Nebraska organization called We Support Agriculture. And Kristen, you put out a news release on Friday last week, a notification to farmers, livestock haulers, regarding the electronic logging device waiver issued earlier in the week last week, and asking for more flexibility from enforcement agencies. So what prompted this news release from you?
We had just received several reports throughout last week that carrier enforcement in Nebraska was pulling over livestock haulers and specifically asking to see a copy of the Federal Register notice that highlights the ELD exemption. And so we just really felt like it was imperative to make sure that livestock producers and livestock haulers in Nebraska were aware that people were getting pulled over and that this request, you know, for the copy of the Federal Register was out there.
Yeah, and review for us again the waiver and what that means.
Yeah, so the electronic logging device is a mechanism to ensure compliance with hours of service rules. And hours of service rules are the rules that regulate how long a driver can be on the road before needing to take a rest. And so that ELD mandate is an attempt to better regulate these hours of service. Currently, there is a lot of discussion at the national level around flexibility for the hauling of agricultural products, primarily because a lot of our haulers are independent, as well as the fact that hauling livestock specifically and, you know, food products, some of those sorts of things, they're different than, say, hauling widgets or refrigerators. Livestock, for example, it's actually recommended that you not stop driving a truck to ensure that those animals have the best care given to them. It's better for their health and welfare to just keep driving and not make them stand on a truck in heat or in cold or in bad weather. And so as those discussions are going on, the ELD waiver exemption has been put in place and then just recently extended to make sure that we have the time to have these discussions, figure out, you know, some way to provide some flexibility for agricultural haulers.
Part of that waiver, I think, was a 150-mile rule, which for some folks, they go a lot further than that, don't they?
Absolutely. So that 150-mile radius is in reference to some of the changes that were done with MAP 21, a different regulation that provides, you know, specific exemptions for farmers and ranchers and their employees who are hauling specific things. However, the ELD exemption does apply further than that. It covers everyone. But what's most important is that people know that they are required to carry a copy of the Federal Register notice of that exemption. That's available on our website, as well as our social media pages. And that's why we really issued that report on Friday, is because we felt it was imperative that livestock haulers and livestock producers know that people are getting pulled over in Nebraska and they are being asked to show that copy of the Federal Register. We have called for meetings with state and national state and national stakeholders to have a conversation about how we can make this work for livestock haulers.
Yeah, and you're talking a longer-term solution, or?
Both a short-term and a longer-term solution.
Okay. And longer-term, I mean, what would you like to see?
Longer-term, there needs to be a provision made that understands the difference of hauling agricultural products and livestock. There needs to be some recognition that when you're hauling those types of products, the straight, you know, hardline enforcement of the hours and service rules without any flexibility, without any accommodations, can actually be really harmful for those products and really harmful for the animal welfare of the livestock inside. And so that's why we're just really seeking some recognition of that fact and then some flexibility to, you know, to accommodate it.
And it sounds like at the federal level, senators, representatives are working on maybe a fix in Congress, or?
There are several conversations being had at the national level, whether a fix in Congress, something through regulation. So you can be assured that We Support Agriculture and all of our coalition partners are making this a major priority in the next couple of months. But with that exemption deadline now pushed to June 18th, we have a little bit of breathing room, but we're still keeping our foot on the gas to make sure that we solve this problem.